This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In an extraordinary phone call on Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded with the election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss there to President-elect Joe Biden. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by The Washington Post and published Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Mr. Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Biden was the first Democratic presidential contender to capture the state since 1992. On Sunday, Mr. Trump said on Twitter, "I spoke to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as the ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue." That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, "Respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." Even if Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. Thousands of Iraqis converged on central Baghdad's Tahrir Square on Sunday to mark the first anniversary of the twin assassinations in a U.S. airstrike of a top Iranian general and the leader of a powerful Iraqi Shiite militia. Last year's U.S. drone strike near Baghdad airport killed Major General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the elite Quds Force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas, the deputy head of Iraq's Hashd al-Shaabi militia, along with several other Iran-allied militiamen. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday that gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in the town of Mach in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and were being treated in a local hospital. A post-attack mobile video viewed by VOA showed the slain workers blindfolded with their hands tied behind their backs. The victims were said to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite community, which has come under attack from extremists in the past. India has granted emergency authorization to two vaccines for COVID-19, setting the stage for rolling out what could be the world's largest immunization program. The two vaccines are the British-developed AstraZeneca vaccine that's being produced in India and another developed by an Indian pharmaceutical company, Bharat Biotech. India's approval of the AstraZeneca vaccine comes within days of approval granted by Britain. An Indian company, the Serum Institute of India, has already stockpiled 50 million doses of the vaccine that it made even before formal approvals had come. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted, quote, "It would make every Indian proud that the two vaccines that have been given emergency use approval are made in India." India, the world's second worst hit nation, has had the ambitious target of immunizing 300 million people by August. These will include healthcare workers, security personnel, those over 50 years of age, and the clinically vulnerable. Reaching that goal will involve administering 600 million doses, as each vaccine requires two doses to be effective. Rescue workers have uncovered a seventh body from a landslide that buried homes in the village of Ask near Norway's capital, police said on Sunday, but hopes persist that three people who remain missing might yet be found alive. A police spokesman told reporters the search is still considered a rescue mission, in his words, quote, "until we decide otherwise." Police said the latest body was found near where two others had been recovered, but they gave no further details. Seven bodies have now been found in the wreckage. Two of them were children. 10 people were also injured in the landslide, one seriously. The landslide happened early Wednesday last week in the village of Ask, again 25 kilometers northeast of Oslo. About 1,000 of the people's, the town's population of 5,000 have been evacuated because of fears for their safety and the safety of their homes as the land continues to move. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.